From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. On Capitol Hill today, high-ranking members of the Bush administration defended the current policy in Iraq, and they reaffirmed their determination to transfer political power to Iraqis on June 30th. But some lawmakers again questioned the administration's underlying reasons for invading Iraq in the first place. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
Paul Wolfowitz, the deputy defense secretary and an architect of the Iraq war, told lawmakers before the invasion that Saddam Hussein posed a growing threat because he likely had weapons of mass destruction and ties to international terrorists. Before the Senate Armed Services Committee today, Wolfowitz highlighted a different justification for war, Saddam's raw brutality that Wolfowitz said had cast a smothering blanket of fear over Iraq.
In very many ways, its effects are also like a torture that doesn't end. Such evil and fear are so alien to our own American experience that I think it's necessary to talk about it to understand the plight of Iraqis today.
Wolfowitz conceded that enormous problems remained in Iraq, but he said the U.S.-backed Iraqi Governing Council has helped bring about what he called tremendous transformation just 1 year after Saddam's overthrow.
Today, Iraqis have an interim constitution that contains assurances of freedom of religion, freedom of expression, freedom of the press, freedom of assembly, freedom of movement.
But some senators noted that those newfound freedoms were overshadowed by continued violence and instability and uncertainties about the transfer of political sovereignty June 30th. Democrat Ted Kennedy charged that Secretary Wolfowitz has been obsessed with Iraq since the early 90s. Everyone knows Saddam was a brute, the Massachusetts senator said, calling Wolfowitz's presentation disingenuous.
The case for going to war was the threat that the United States was facing from nuclear weapons that were going to be provided to Al-Qaeda by Iraq. There wasn't a word in this presentation about the weapons of mass destruction. Aren't we paying a high price, and isn't the world paying a high price because of the administration's obsession with Iraq?
Wolfowitz refuted the charge, saying sharply, "The notion that an invasion of Iraq has been on my agenda since 1991 is simply wrong, sir." Kennedy then charged, as reported in a new book by the journalist Bob Woodward, that the Pentagon diverted some $700 million earmarked for the war in Afghanistan to finance war preparations for Iraq, long before war plans were acknowledged by the administration.
We did not divert funds.
Time is up, but I'm addressing
Bob,
the Woodward
happy
issue.
To put it on the record. Okay. We were very careful in making sure that we applied money to the broader war on terrorism that the Congress had authorized.
Meantime, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Richard Myers said any military operations in Iraq had to work in concert with efforts to reach out to moderate elements of the Sunni minority.
A big part of it has to be dealt with making sure we have a strategy that enfranchises the Sunni population, and that's being worked very hard.
General Myers didn't elaborate. The U.S. is seeking a new U.N. resolution for Iraq to help draw more financial and troop support. Spain and Honduras this week said they're pulling their forces out. Virginia Republican Senator John Warner questioned Undersecretary of State Mark Grossman on the issue of the transfer of sovereignty to a caretaker government until elections are held in 2005. Warner expressed concern that the U.S. had unrealistically raised Iraqi expectations. Might the U.S. and the U.N., he asked, better use the term limited sovereignty?
I do not find that what we're doing is consistent with the dictionary definition, nor with the common acceptance of the term sovereignty in international law.
But I think what Paul said earlier in response to a question is right, which is to say that there is limited sovereignty in Iraq, certainly on the 1st of July, and it's limited by the Transitional Administrative Law and also by UN Security Council Resolution 1511.
Senator Carl Levin, a Michigan Democrat, pressed Grossman on what kind of control any interim Iraqi government might exercise over the 135,000 U.S. troops there. We need greater clarity, Levin said. We need to make sure our troops won't be limited by a sovereign government or be in limbo. In the end, General Myers said, we're going to do what we have to do. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Washington.